In today's first reading, we hear of Melchizedek and of the responsorial psalm that you are priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. So these readings are especially talking about the institution of a ministerial priesthood, of the priesthood of the Jewish priests, and of how Jesus Christ is a priest forever, the eternal high priest. So I have been ordained into what is called the ministerial priesthood, but all of us, by virtue of our baptism, are also called to what is called the baptized, the priesthood of the baptized as well. And the reason why I want to share that is because by virtue of our baptism, we are considered to be priests, prophets, and kings. And the whole idea of a priest is someone who offers sacrifice for one another, sacrifice for their people. So I try each day to say, Lord, help me. Help me to give of myself. Help me to do those things that I might not always be excited doing, but to do those little sacrificial offerings that you ask me to do today. As I offer sacrifice for all of you all, I am living out my priesthood. That is the core definition of that sacrifice. But I invite you as well, in your lives as well. Today, Lord, what is that little sacrifice you're inviting of me? What is that way you're inviting me by virtue of my baptism? To be a priest by virtue of my baptism by offering sacrifice. And especially encourage you to always offer sacrifices for leaders, whether those be leaders in the church or our civil leaders. So today I've been having a particular way of offering sacrifices for President Biden, just as I tried to offer sacrifices for President Trump and for their predecessors as well. Reason why this is so important, if we desire our leaders to live out that call to be servant leaders, to offer sacrifice, we need to offer those sacrifices for them as well. And something that I always encourage is any time that we start to get concerned, whether it be something, you know, sometimes people will be in favor of certain things that a leader will do, sometimes they will not be in favor of things a leader does, but to offer a sacrifice always. Sometimes it might be a sacrifice of gratitude when a leader does something that we affirm we agree with, but sometimes it's offering a sacrifice of saying, I don't agree with this, and I want to offer a sacrifice for that as well. The reason why that's important is as we choose to offer sacrifices in these ways, we don't dwell on whatever is happening. I've been talking about the Missionaries of Light initiative, of focusing on what is it that God is calling and inviting us to do on a daily basis, and not taking the bait, or the new expression I have of drinking the Kool-Aid of the evil one, that tries to get us to focus on something that concerns us, but over which we have no control. That's when we find anxiety and where we can be led away from God. But as we do things that God's inviting us to do each day, we experience hope, we experience light, we bring those light to others. So especially, let us reflect on what is that way that God is inviting us to offer some little sacrifice for our new president, for leaders of the church, for leaders in our communities. And to say, Lord, I realize that every time I offer that sacrifice, I help to bring your light more into the world. I pray for those leaders to resist the lies of the evil one and to always hear your voice, God, and to always be that missionary of light and to live out our baptismal priesthood.